Authorities in Morocco say they have dismantled a terrorist cell linked to al-Qaeda and have detained three Saudi nationals residing in Morocco. Senior government officials say the men were preparing suicide attacks against U.S. and British warships in the Strait of Gibraltar. Details have also emerged of alleged plans to target the Houses of Parliament on the same day the World Trade Towers were struck. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
Moroccan officials who spoke on condition of anonymity told reporters in Rabat that police have been holding the three Saudis since early May and have foiled their alleged plot, a plan to sail an inflatable dinghy loaded with explosives into seas off the Moroccan coast and blow up NATO warships stationed around the Strait of Gibraltar. Magnus Ranstrup is deputy director of the Center for the Study of Terrorism at the University of St. Andrews. He says al-Qaeda has made a study of ways to attack maritime targets.
It shows that they're still using very simple methods, lots of explosives on a dinghy, on boats, and if they can get close enough, they can cause tremendous damage.
The British Royal Navy still maintains a naval base at Gibraltar. Jane's Defense Weekly naval editor Richard Scott says the Strait of Gibraltar is a strategic and heavily trafficked seaway that would be a natural terror target.
Absolutely. The Straits of Gibraltar are the main route into the Mediterranean, so they are the main access route for U.S. and Royal Navy vessels coming to the Atlantic. That could be aircraft carriers, that could be destroyers, that could be frigates, that could be supply vessels, it could be amphibious ships.
The alleged plan recalls the bombing of the USS Cole in Yemen at the port of Aden in 2000. Moroccan authorities suggested that the suspects in custody plan to strike a moving warship. Oxford Analytica senior analyst David Taylor says the purported plot may indicate a reduced planning capability on the part of al-Qaeda.
You know, you don't normally get approached by a high-speed dinghy in the high seas. So on the face of it, it seems that it was a much more high-risk, much lower sort of chance of success type operation. And as I say, may suggest that these people were either more desperate or less well kind of focused than their predecessors in Aden.
Morocco follows a pro-Western foreign policy, and analysts say it has not been a breeding ground for terror cells. Moroccan officials say that friendly intelligence services assisted police with the arrest of the three Saudi men who have Moroccan wives. As the case in Morocco came to light, another intriguing development emerged. A terror expert, Rohan Gunaratne, a research fellow with the Center for the Study of Terrorism and Political Violence in Scotland, said Big Ben was a September 11th target. In a new book titled Inside Al-Qaeda, the Sri Lankan author alleges that suicide hijackers intended to take over a jet and crash it into the Houses of Parliament. He says it was meant to occur at the same appointed hour as the attacks in the United States.
But because the aircrafts were grounded and a no-fly zone was declared by the UK government, they could not go ahead with the operation.
Gunaratne says one of the alleged plotters, Mohammed Afroz, has been arrested in India. Gunaratne says the 25-year-old Indian trained at flight schools in Australia, Britain, and the U.S. Britain's Home Office said today there is no evidence to support the claim that hijackers were ready to fly a plane into the Parliament. Scotland Yard, however, issued a statement saying it has asked the Indian authorities for access to suspect Mohammed Afroz, adding that the allegations are being taken extremely seriously. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.